Since the 1st of December, cash wheat prices are down 71 cents. Since October the 23rd, cash wheat prices are down $1.35. If you're watching the Kansas City Board of Trade March or July contract, both these contracts have support at $6.35, about where that price is right now. If we break that $6.35, if next Monday we're below $6.35, the next target on that Kansas City contract, both the July and the March, is $6. The good news over the last couple months is that the basis has held steady, around a minus 20 cents below the Kansas City contracts, or if you're looking at the harvest contract or harvest forward contract, a minus 40 cents. There's been no change in the basis essentially since harvest of 2013. Now let's go back to early September. Remember, there was an 80 cent price rally. That price rally was because Australia was having problems with their wheat crop, dry in some others, some areas, too wet in other areas. We got that 80 cent price rally. Australian wheat harvest started, yields were higher than expected. We lost that 80 cents relatively fast. You look at their yield, it was significantly greater than expected. Canada increased their estimate of their wheat production. India's got high, maybe record planted acres. They're looking at another potential record crop. They're already exporting wheat out of storage. They have excess government wheat. And if they have a large crop, they will continue to export in the May, June, and July time period, cutting into potential U.S. exports. In India, they've got both high storage and higher expected exports. If you're looking at decisions for harvest, expect $6 for June of 2014 wheat prices. If we have a relatively large crop, that price could be as low as $5. If we have a short crop, it maybe could get up around $7. Now, this is only plus or minus dollar spread, and you know, given the volatility over the last couple of years, a dollar isn't very much. If you have wheat in the bend and you're making decisions on selling that wheat, I suggest that you consider staggering it out over the next 6 weeks and moving that on out. If you can't risk $5.88 wheat or maybe even $5.55, go ahead and move a higher percentage of that wheat now. The $6.35 on the board, $6 cash is extremely strong support. If it breaks at these support prices next week and continues on down, we could have a relatively large fall. We could go down a dime or so and bring it back up, but cash prices below 6 and the futures below 635 are strong support and very important price levels to watch.